We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Nicole Auerbach is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Nicole, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. You know, it's crazy times. We're hoping to get sports back, right? And the sport that seems kind of in the most peril, at least of the sports that the majority of folks care about, is college football. And, you know, I know today it seems like or maybe not officially today, but the Ivy League is about to announce that they're going to move their fall sports, including football, to the spring. Do you expect eventually everybody to follow?
Well, we're going to see. I mean, I think, the reason that everyone's looking at the Ivy League is because we all know how college sports are set up, and that this is not a decision that can just kind of wipe everybody out at one time. These are going to be made by conferences and individual schools. It happened really quickly back in March, where this was conference by conference and the dominoes fell. And it might not be as fast as that, but certainly there becomes conversations, there becomes pressure. If the Ivy League moving their season to spring causes other FCS leagues to move to spring, and then that potentially inspires, you know, the Group of Five leagues who, you know, have been thinking about this and looking at all these contingency plans, and they push, right? Like, it does create that ripple effect, where that's what we saw in March, ultimately leading to the NCAA tournament being canceled. But I think, you know, that one started with the Ivy League as well. People mocked them. People thought it was such an overreaction at the time. But right. I don't think that you would necessarily have the same reaction to it this go around. And I think that there are people, you know, who are waiting to see and potentially take cues from what the Ivy League decides.
How much time do we have on this, Nicole? How much time do you think?
Well, I think the power conferences need to make their decision likely by the end of the month, early August at the latest. They have obviously, you know, TV contracts, and they need to figure out if they can play these games. But I think they do want to give it a little bit of more time. For teams that are not opening early in week zero, the key date is July 13th. That's when you can do mandated team activities. So that's larger gatherings, obviously, and not these voluntary workouts that have been happening on campuses so far. Plus, I think, you know, in a week from now or whenever that is, we'll also see, you know, who potentially was out and about on the 4th of July weekend, right? And that could lead to some positive tests as well. So I think, you know, by the end of the month, there should be an idea. It should be enough time to figure out if you could start the season on time or not, or if you need to look at other options. And again, these are last resorts, you know, the idea of moving to spring and all the complications that would bring. But I do think you have a little bit of a cushion here to see how some things play out. And again, to see what other conferences are making decisions about, because, you know, there have been a couple games canceled already. And things of that nature. So you can kind of weigh it out, see what's happening, and see the behavior, and the trends in certain states that are having, you know, getting really hit hard right now with outbreaks, and see where you go from there. But I do think, you know, really by the end of July, we'll probably know, you know, again about that idea of, like, if you can start a fall football season on time.
Nicole Auerbach with us. Athletic Nicole, you know, the tricky thing for college football, right, is that, you know, baseball is governed by, you know, all these professional sports have one governing body. That's not the case. It seems like even the conferences are leaving it to each individual school, which makes testing and all that stuff, in some cases, inadequate. How big a deal is that in this whole process?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why, again, the way this is going to shake out, if there are, you know, postponements, is going to be like ripple effects, like dominoes, because you don't have a commissioner, you don't have a centralized governing body. The NCAA can't really be that for college football. They're not even mandating, you know, minimums on testing and, you know, health and safety protocols, because it's different in every place. Things are up to each school, each conference. I think that, you know, it's obviously you don't have a bubble environment in the college campus, kind of the opposite of a bubble. So you're different from the pro sports in that way. But also just, again, about the consistency across the board and decisions like all or nothing. You know, those are being made, you know, the Power Five conferences in college sports, they talk to each other all the time. But there's no necessarily no guarantee that that decision, if they were going to postpone the season, would all come from those five together at the same time even. So there's just so many elements of college that are, you know, regionalized or individual, difference based on each school and university president, athletic director, right? So I think you have all of those factors, and that's led to very differences, you know, varied testing, procedures, frequency, all of those things, which, by the way, cost a lot of money, which is part of the reason that you're seeing differences in different campuses. But there's no national standard. There's not minimum standards, and it's kind of falling to conferences to do that. So that ends up feeding into all of this as well. Last week I wrote a story about non-conference games, and if you're a Power Five school, do you want to play an FCS school that you don't know what their testing is, or it's not the same level as yours? That's an issue that could only really happen in college sports because of the way it's set up.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a chance that some conferences, you know, play in the spring and some don't? Like, could you see, like, I don't know, the MAC play in the spring, but the Big Ten play in the fall?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I would say never say never, because, you know, again, these decisions are going to be conference level. I think, you know, you've got commissioners probably still weighing those questions of, you know, what happens if you can, you know, if you're the Big Ten and 10 of your teams could play by a certain date and the other four can't. So I do think, you know, again, all of those contingency plans are on the table for everyone at all this point, but I think, you know, you're going to have to make those decisions, again, about kind of starting a fall season on time within the next 3 weeks or so. So, you know, if you're going to play in the fall and you're the only ones, but you're playing only conference games, right, that's doable. Or if you move to the spring for the Ivy League and no one else does, but you only wanted to play conference games anyway, that's doable, right? So I think all of those things are going to be a little bit intertwined. Like, these are ADs and commissioners talking to each other because you're trying to figure out the whole landscape. I think it would be very hard to, like, be the only one saying, you know, all these other schools deemed that something wasn't safe to bring their college football players onto campus, but we're going to be the one league that does it, right? Like, that would be a hard sell. And so I think that's why there's going to be some cohesion. It's just not necessarily going to be like one day, one statement on behalf of every single college football program.
Sure.
We're talking with Nicole Auerbach from The Athletic. Nicole, if they do move the season to the spring, if it ends up, I know, you know, nobody wants that to happen, but if it does happen, do you expect a lot of guys, including Trevor Lawrence, maybe Justin Fields at Ohio State and some others that could be high picks, to not play?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially, I guess you'd probably have, you know, college football power brokers go to the NFL and ask about the draft and the timing of it, but I imagine that would be the case. And I think that, you know, I don't think you could blame anyone for doing that. You know, there's going to be a lot of, let's say there is a spring season and a fall season, right? So even just regular college athletes would be asked the wear and tear of two seasons in one calendar year and a shortened off season. So you'd have that element. You'd also have potentially guys who would get drafted playing in an NFL season as well in that calendar year, right? Plus just the normal calendar rhythm where usually, especially the top guys, as soon as their college football season ends, they go and they train with specialists leading into the draft, right? So I think you would just naturally have that, and I think that would be something that you would just have to deal with. So I think there's going to be, no matter when college football returns, there's going to be essentially logistical issues. And there's going to be issues about star power, we're talking about baseball right now, and baseball has a bunch of stars opting out, right? So it's not that different from that, except there would honestly be, it would make a lot of sense logistically to not play because of the pre-draft process. So that would be part of it. But again, I think that fans, I think that administrators, I think everyone would be willing to not have those stars and let them prep for the draft and do what they need to do in order to play games and just play the younger guys or whoever wasn't quite, you know, going to be a starter at that point. I just think that would be reality.
I mean, how much money do these schools stand to lose, though? I mean, like, if you're Clemson, I would be pushing for a fall season. I wouldn't want to play with my backup quarterback in the spring. I mean, you know, we know there's dollar signs on these guys' backs. There's no question about it. I mean, how much will that come into factor when in terms of the bigger schools, the Clemsons, Ohio States, the Alabamas, in terms of pushing for this fall season?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people, again, like, this decision is going to come at the last possible second, right? Like, there people are waiting to see if this can turn around. And 2 weeks ago, you know, it felt very, very different than it does now. So I think that, you know, those are all conversations that people are having, and they're trying to wait until the last possible minute to make a decision because they do want to play a fall season. And because everything up until this point, despite all the uncertainty, has been operating on that calendar schedule of starting on time. And playing 12 games, even if there's disruptions, you know, during the season, but to play the right time, the way it's scheduled. So you're definitely going to have that pushback. And again, that's what I was saying, like, even within the Power Five conferences, I don't know if they'll all be exactly on the same page at the same point, you know, because I think it is so important. There is so much money at stake. There's a lot of players who really just want to play, right? And that's part of the reason they're all coming back. And then there's ones that are more concerned about their health and safety. And so, I think if you make a decision that's based on public health and the health and safety of, you know, not just the players, but the coaches and the other family members and other people they're going to interact with, you know, you have to own that and understand that there's going to be a financial impact, financial hit. There's a lot of livelihoods that would be affected by it. But they're not going to be, sports is not going to be the only place where those types of decisions are made. They're just the place we talk about because we cover them and we, you know, care about sports that way. But I think just the idea of, you know, having to do what's right from public health and just health and safety standpoint of the people involved, you know, people are going to have to make those decisions and then just deal with the financial fallout. And I think, you know, we saw people do that with the NCAA tournament. You know, you saw what the impact of that. You've seen people having to cut sports and take pay cuts and all these things at athletic director departments. And all of that would certainly happen again. But again, if you override all of that and say, you know, this is a health and safety decision, then you just have to deal with the fallout and make those tough decisions as they come.
Nicole, we appreciate the time. Thank you for the insight. It's going to be a wild season whenever it takes place. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. All right. Stay safe, guys. Thanks.
You too. Nicole Auerbach of The Athletic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.